decide whether you'd rather a presidential or a third person?
Yeah, I have. I think that I think it ought to be somebody else.
That's what we think.
My judgment is that
we make it the governor of the United States, Mr. President, and just say most regrettable. All we're doing is making a record so they won't say in Paris we never protested. That's all it's for.
That's right.
Isn't going to change a damn thing.
This fellow's going to recognize him, and we got nothing to do with his foreign policy anyway. It's his own damn business. We can't
run it. I couldn't agree more.
And I don't want to be making an appeal for something and having no effect.
You're exactly right. That's all.
I just want to be sure, though.
Now, that is clear. I think that's clearly what Rusk thinks, what I
did. You send me this memo on the broadcast, Panamanian broadcast?
No, sir.
Somebody sent me a memo where Charo said that we had knuckled under and agreed to negotiate.
We have to expect him to say that. You see, the word comes out in Spanish, negociar. Because discutir means fight about in Spanish. We stick with the English text, Mr. President.
All right, well, this fellow's coming down there to see you, and I think you better tell him that we had a wonderful meeting with Senny, that he's going to do everything we want to do. He's on his way now.
Has he got any problem?
Not a bit. Oh, he's very happy, sir. The best administration we'd ever could expect, and he's very thrilled, and he's pleased that you talked to him and said that you were wonderful the other day. And
I don't believe that.
But no, that's true. He told me that. He's a pretty vain fella, and he likes to be talking to the people that know him. I told him you leave in 10 days, and I didn't know what the hell we'd do. So I've got that built up, and I want you to keep it.
There.
I want you to keep it.
I will, Mr. President.
But I think you ought to tell him that the Earhart thing went just as
he's heard all
smooth.
He believed it.
That the Senny thing went smooth, that we had a fine meeting this morning with the ambassador. We're doing well in this field, and that we're really national and not just southern and regional.
I've got to leave that ambassador off the record, Mr. President. You remember why. Now, could I get you on one more thing?
Yeah.
The one chance that we can frustrate de Gaulle is to get Chiang to stand still for a week or so. If he would not break his relations with the French, which is what he's always done when people recognized Peking before, this would put the monkey right back on Peking's back, because they have maintained a position that they can't recognize anybody who also recognizes Formosa. What the French hope is that Chiang will break relations right away, and that is probably what he'll do. But we want to advise him to stand still for a week. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
We go on that basis.
Yeah, just tell him that we thank you.
It's against his own interest, but their ability to bite off their nose despite their face has been proven in spades.